Let's make today the day you get one step closer to becoming the parent you've always wanted to be and the parent your children deserve. Hi, and welcome to Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. I am your host, Erin Taylor, and I have wanted to help parents and children literally since I was 11 years old. I created this podcast to help you make a stronger, healthier, deeper connection to your child, to understand the inevitable challenges a little better, and learn some new ways to navigate them when they occur. Thank you for spending some time with me. Now let's get this show started. This episode is brought to you by the Revolutionizing Parenthood Conference, a conference that my good friend Ashley Albrecht and I decided to create to support parents. This was intended to be a live conference happening in the Philadelphia area on April 25th. However, due to the current coronavirus pandemic, we decided to shift the conference into a fully digital format. And most recently, we decided to make our conference 100% free. We feel that this is a very important service that we can offer to families everywhere as they try to parent their children during this unprecedented time that we're living in. So please register to join us and hear from my good friend and world-renowned speaker and Oprah's favorite parenting expert, Dr. Shefali, and myself and over 20 other parenting experts who will talk to you about parenting your children from toddlers to teens and everything in between, all kinds of special needs at this very challenging time. Check out the show notes for the registration link or visit www.revolutionizingparenthood.com. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the show. Today is episode 475, and I'm really excited to have my good friend Juliet Marciano here. Juliet is a certified parent coach, a retired pediatrician, and a mom of four young adults, several of whom have extra needs. Welcome, Juliet.
Thank you, Erin. This is a real pleasure for me to talk about this. Thank you very much for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to have you here too. This is a really important topic, I think, that we're going to talk about today, parenting kids with extra needs. Because particularly right now in the world we're living in with this coronavirus pandemic, everything is turned upside down, inside out. The schedules that helped kids, many kids, to stay kind of grounded and functioning, now they're just ripped to shreds. And parents are home and they're left scrambling to figure this out. And how do they give some kind of structure to their children, particularly if structure helps them even more or they have extra needs. So I know also that you're going to be one of our speakers at our now digital, now free Revolutionizing Parenthood Conference next month. And you're going to be talking even more in depth about this. So tell me what it's like, number one, to be a mom of kids with extra needs during this time. And then what advice would you offer to other parents in your situation?
Sure. So, I always tell people that I work with parents of kids with special needs, extra needs, high needs, and different needs. And that really applies to any child who has a physical, emotional, mental, or behavioral or learning difference. So that covers the gamut of a lot of things that you would typically think of. But I also help parents of kids with extra needs, like a family situation that's challenging, whether that's a sickness or a death of a parent or grandparent or, close family member, a divorce situation, welcoming a new sibling, or a change in living circumstances or, you know, the family dynamics. So, of course, at this time, every child really is a child with extra needs. And so for me, what a wonderful opportunity to be able to help parents through this challenging time. And so what I'm seeing now of the parents taking on all the responsibilities of helping their kids through this challenging time, even home learning. Sometimes parents are working from home at the same time as trying to help their children. It really is a time of incredible stress and incredible demands, and especially for parents of kids with special needs and extra needs. Some of them were already working with depleted resources. Mm-hmm. And what I'm already seeing, and it's something I've spoken to a lot of in the past, is, again, these parents who spend most of their life feeling criticized, judged, shamed, and marginalized because their parenting experience is not like what other people are experiencing. Now, more than ever, it's coming to the forefront again. So, you know, I see parents having these expectations of now they're going to take on educating their children and really doing homeschooling at home. They're supposed to be providing, you know, fun times and relaxed times. They see people on Facebook who are baking cookies and having crafts and having dance parties. And, you know, and they're feeling like, you know, they've spent hours today helping a child who's dysregulated managing a meltdown. They've spent hours answering a child's questions. Why can't we go to the park? Why can't we go to school? Why can't we go to the store? Why can't we go to the mall? This is what they're dealing with constantly. And so, again, they're taking on more and more of those feelings like, even in this time, my experience is extra from what everybody else is experiencing. So a typical family might be feeling stress. Mm-hmm. This family is feeling a lot more. And, you know, again, I've already seen on Facebook, like, people making comments like, what's the matter? You can't stand to be with your kids, or, you know, why is it such a hardship to be home with your kids? Well, some of these kids are not getting the resources that they need. Mm-hmm. Some of the families don't have their support systems in place. Some, like you mentioned, of these children need structure, need a set schedule. You know, they can't, you know, I had mentioned something in the beginning of this. It's like, you want to try and keep some kind of schedule and routine in place because that gives kids a sense of security and a sense of safety. And a lot of kids are very vulnerable to changes. So if they miss a meal, it's going to be a problem. If their bedtime's shifted, a problem. And what I have told parents is, when a child comes to you and says, I'm hungry or I'm tired, take them at their word, excuse me, and deal with it now, because that might be their 2-minute warning before they lose it. Yeah. Because they can't hold it together anymore, you know? Mm-hmm. And so it is nice to be free and easy, and some families can do that, but other families still need the structure, but with the flexibility that the circumstances demand, really. And so that's one thing I would say to parents, is really understand and give yourself, you know, some grace, really, to understand, again, extra challenge. You know, your experience might be different than others, and don't compare it to what other people are experiencing.
As you were talking, it was making me, like, I was painting a picture, an image, or a scenario in my mind. Here's an example. My daughter is, if you call her extra needs would be extremely mild. She's got sensory issues, she's overcome the hurdle of them. She's 15 today, actually, as of our recording.
My twin sons are 25 today.
Oh, so we'll have
that in common. Yes.
Joint birthday party.
Yes.
So, one of the things about her that's unique is that she doesn't experience generally sensations of hunger ever. Mm-hmm. So she told me yesterday, and the way kind of like the pattern we've found ourselves in our home with all of us together is we kind of all do our own thing during the day. Mm-hmm. Whatever work we have to do, schoolwork, homework, business work. And then as we move into dinner time, then we kind of have been leaving the evenings free to watch movies, play games, mm-hmm. whatever we're going to do. But she told me yesterday, Mom, it's 2 o'clock and I haven't had breakfast yet. And I'm thinking, this is not good.
Right.
So
for some kids, that would be enough
to push
to get some kind of extreme behavior. Right. And we wouldn't understand that. And they can't always communicate that to you. And if they do, and again, you know, imagine a parent working from home and a child comes to him and says, you know, I'm hungry. And they're like, I'm in a meeting. I'm doing this. I'm hungry. You know,
it's so hard. So do you leave the meeting where you're supposed to be working to get paid, or do you feed your child? Maybe you just carry your computer into the kitchen and feed your child while you're on the meeting. It requires, this time of life requires an extraordinary level of flexibility, in my opinion.
Yes.
And to be, I think to be gentle on ourselves as parents, to be gentle on ourselves as employees or business owners, we're all doing the very best we can. We're dancing as fast as we can. We're jumping through hoops. And our kids are doing the best they can too.
Absolutely.
And you know, I kind of wonder, what do you think about, this is an idea that my daughter and I came up with last night. Setting out an attempt, let's call it an attempted schedule, like a penciled in schedule for each day at night. Mm-hmm. So for her, the issue is forgetting to eat. So we said, okay, 9 a.m., you're going to eat breakfast. As soon as you're done breakfast, you're going to get on your schoolwork. And so really for her, she can handle her own schoolwork and she's fine. But really for her, it's 9 a.m. we have breakfast, 12 p.m. we have lunch, 5 p.m. or 6 p.m. we have dinner. And the rest she can figure out, but we have to put those hard things in place for her. So do you think that would help parents of extra needs kids?
I do. And I think, you know, if you're going into a meeting and you know it's around mealtime, take your child, if you know they can understand this, and say, I'm going into a meeting, I'm going to lay out some snacks. If this is what you can have to tide you over, if I can't break away during this time. I mean, one of the mottos in my life that's gotten me through some really tough times is to decrease my expectations and increase my acceptance. And just understand, these are incredible times. Mm-hmm. And so we need to let go of some of our expectations for ourselves and let go of some of our expectations for our kids. And for me, it always comes back to connection. So during this period of time, it is most important for us to be connected with our kids, to support them through it. And also because we don't really know how this is affecting them, you know, biochemically.
And
So even a little extra strain, we don't know what that's doing to them. And we don't know how long this will last. So it's, I think, kind of short-sighted for us to put all this stress and expectation on parents and children, which might be just the thing that makes it so much harder to get through whatever we have to get through. So I think it's, you know, all about connection, all about curiosity. I always say to parents all the time, and we talk about this as coaches, you know, for me, behavior is communication. It's communication of an unmet need, an unlearned skill, or an unsolved problem.
Yes.
And so when my kids have any type of behavior that at first might be very off-putting to me, I take that pause and I have the curiosity of, I wonder what's going on with them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes they can articulate that and sometimes they can't. And I posted a video the other day and I actually, you know, did this. I said, I love movies and I love foreign films. And if I go to a foreign film and somebody says something and I don't understand it, thankfully, I'm provided with subtitles. And so I think for myself, what I've started to do with my kids in my mind is when something's going on, I put in the subtitle. And so if I ask what's going on and they can't even articulate it, or even before that first thing, that first, you know, I pause, and even before I can say back to them, hey, what's going on? I assume this is the subtitle and this is what I have. And it's, I need help and I don't know how to ask for it. And I don't, can you see that? So that's the mm-hmm. subtitle I put in my mind under my kids' faces when they're saying or doing something.
Oh, so smart. Juliet, yeah. I love it.
Thank you. It's gotten me through some challenging times. And again, you know, that's really what all this is about for our kids. Whether they're, I mean, you told a story the other day about a challenge you had with your son, and you were able, because of all your training and all him, like his being raised in that way, to come to an understanding of what these restrictions were and these boundaries. But kids are having trouble with it. And that's expected. I mean, we're having trouble with it. So they may give us a little pushback, give us a hard time, question us, sometimes, you know, say we're overprotective over this or that. But at the end of the day, really what it is they need help dealing with what's going on, and they don't know how to ask for it. Some kids are not going to come up and say, I am having a really tough time dealing with all the stress of what's going on in the world, and I can't see my friends, and I can't go to the mall, and now I'm not going to get my driver's license, and I won't have prom, and I'm not going to graduate. That's a lot for kids. So you might see it in a different way. And again, if you can just remember what they're really saying is, I need help, and I don't know how to ask for it. Again, it opens an opportunity for such connection. And to be honest, Erin, after all this is over, if we can't be more connected mm-hmm. within our family and our community and our world, then we blew it. You know, like,
yeah,
you know, this is it. So that's my takeaway for today, is really to see that you're here to help your kids, and for parents to give themselves, you know, cut yourself some slack. You're mm-hmm. not going to be able to be the teacher and to run your business and to mm-mm. manage your kids' challenges and emotions. And even now, for some families, provide the services that their other providers can't yeah. provide.
It's like Let's 14 just, yeah. full-time jobs.
It's really hard. And, you know, getting back to the judgment and the criticism, and I say this a lot of parents of kids with extra needs and special needs, especially if it's a mental health challenge or behavioral difference or challenge or learning disability, they get judged very harshly and often get judged as bad parents or called bad parents. And what I see in my experiences is that most of these parents with these kinds of children do more great parenting in one day than some of us do in a lifetime. And I think we need to recognize that.
Amen.
And if, you know, I that's what I believe. And if society won't recognize it, at least parents need to own that for themselves. If you're having challenges, it does not mean you're a bad parent. Think of all the great times you got through with your kids, all the patience you did show, all the connection you were able to create. And that will serve you moving forward. And actually, I just thought of one more thing that I just wanted to point out. You know, when I talk to parents and I tell them, like, I support them so that they can have a calmer, more conscious, more connected, and more confident parenting experience. And I want to help them reclaim the joy of parenting, no matter what challenges they face and struggles they encounter. And the one thing I've done with myself that's really helped with this, you know, I have a strong meditation practice and mindfulness teachings. And the one thing I do is I really try to be aware of each moment, because there are so many joyful moments that we miss because we're not paying attention. And when those joyful moments that you can, especially in days like this.
Beautiful advice, Juliet. I love it.
Thank you.
So I think this chat that we're having today is going to be such a welcome relief for parents, especially parents who have kids with special or extra needs, to just yes. be compassionate with themselves and with their kids and know that they're doing the best job that they can. And we are in extraordinary circumstances right now. And Where can people find out more about you or connect with you if they'd love to get more support?
Sure. So I have a website, marcianoparentcoaching.com. I'm on Facebook, Marciano Parent Coaching. I'm on Twitter, Marciano P Coach. And I just want to say for parents, one of the things that I struggled with a lot when my kids were younger, and we had some very challenging times, and we could not go out into the world. We just couldn't handle the world that day. And I was able to find ways to take care of myself and practice self-care without even leaving my home. And I actually have a free guide on my Facebook page and on my website if people want to go there to get it. It's self-care ideas when you can't leave your home. And again, fitting appropriate for every parent these days, because we need to take care of ourselves so we can take care of our families.
Beautiful, Juliet. Thank you so much for this time together. And I'm excited for how you will further support families at our Revolutionizing Parenthood digital free conference.
Yes, I'm very excited, as you know.
Yes.
It's a wonderful gift to parents at this time. I'm really excited for that.
Awesome.
Thanks, Erin.
Well, that wraps up today's episode, everyone. Wherever you are in this world, I hope you make it a very compassionate day for yourself.
Have a good day, everybody.
That wraps up this episode of Powerful Parenting for Today's Kids. If you know anyone who could benefit from this episode or this podcast in general, please share it with them. Also, I always love hearing feedback from my listeners. I welcome you to send me an email to erin@erin-taylor.com if you have any comments or questions that come up for you in an episode. Our children are our future. Parenting them is the most sacred task we will ever be asked to do. It truly does take a village to raise a child. Let's help each other to raise our children to be who it is they are meant to be. If at any point you feel like you need a little extra help and support, reach out to me. I am here to help you.